And welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. It's our annual Christmas wish list show. I'm joined by my family, as I am every year for this show. I'm joined by my wife, Gwen. Hey, Gwen.
Hey.
I'm joined by my youngest son, Tay. Hey, Tay.
Hello.
Mom is also in the studio with me. Hey, Mom.
Hey, Rodney.
And my oldest son, Jay, is here.
Hey.
Hey, Gwen, you're just too cool. That, hey, that voice is getting deeper, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So let's talk about this now. Remember, if you would like to win anything on our Christmas wish list, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook, and look for the Enter to Win icon. Now, I'm going to give you guys some choices here pertaining to Christmas here. I'll ask you guys to pick one of your favorites here, okay?
Okay.
And we're going to start here with movies, all right? Which one is your favorite movie? If you had to choose one, if you had to pick one, which one would you choose? A Christmas Story, Christmas Vacation, or It's a Wonderful Life?
I'd pick Christmas Vacation.
All right.
Yeah, I'll also pick Christmas Vacation.
All right. Tay?
I'll pick Christmas Vacation.
That's my favorite one, too. I think it's just about hands down.
Like It's a Wonderful Life. It's
and
a
you
classic.
You like all three of
yeah,
these.
Yeah, I do.
Iconic Christmas character. Frosty the Snowman, Baby New Year's, those ears, or Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
Frosty the Snowman.
That's mine, Gwen. Frosty the Snowman.
Tay?
I'll choose Rudolph.
Rudolph.
Frosty the Snowman.
All right, I love Baby New Year's. I loved that cartoon when I was a kid, and he would take that hat, off, and you'd see those big ears. Those ears. I love that
one. So you should have did, what's the brothers? And their mother was Mother Nature, but it was, you know, with the flaming Mr. Heat Miser.
Oh, Mr. Heat Miser.
And what was the other one?
I can't remember.
Yeah, I like those two characters.
Okay, I love Mr. Heat Miser, too.
Yeah, that was funny. We're telling our age.
Yes, we are. So pick one of these. Christmas treat, eggnog, fruitcake, or figgy pudding?
None.
None.
I'll probably pick fruitcake.
Ew.
Have you ever had fruitcake?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Fruitcakes, never.
Okay.
My mom worked at a bakery. She used to bring a fruitcake home every year. And I would say, oh, no, not another fruitcake. Not fruitcake.
Okay, not because of the taste, but bad memories.
Bad memories.
All right.
I would choose eggnog if it had brandy or something in it.
If it was spiked.
If it was spiked.
All right.
Then we can talk about it.
Okay, which Christmas chore would you least like to do? Trimming the tree, wrapping presents, or shopping on Black Friday?
Probably
wrapping presents.
Yeah, wrapping presents.
All right.
Wrapping presents.
So for wrapping presents, I do all the wrapping. I think I tell this story every year. My wife, Gwen, she hates to wrap, and she has actually given me my Christmas presents and taped them up and said, can you wrap them yourself? I don't do wrapping.
I don't do wrapping.
So
I am
the wrapper in the family. All right.
I think you learned rapping from me, Rodney. I used to like to rap, but now I have my personal rapper, Miss Brenda.
Okay, Miss Brenda. Hi, Miss Brenda. She is a fan of the show. She is one of my biggest fans, and we love her. And it's funny that you guys live in the same building together, and you guys actually went to high school together, and I went to high school with her son. So
that's ironic.
It's very ironic. All right, so now it's our annual Christmas wish list show. And Jay, my oldest son, who is now 15, and his voice is getting deeper, as we talked about earlier, he chose
Project 7.
Now, Project 7, what do they make?
Candy and gum.
And all kinds of sweets. That's a big stretch, right?
Yeah.
For you. You don't love sweets, right?
No, not that much.
Yeah, he is all about sweets and candy. All right, joining us over the phone now is Tyler Merrick. He is founder of Project 7. Good morning, Tyler. How are you? And Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, too. I'm good.
All right, good. Now, so, Tyler, I understand that you started in dog food. Is that right? Did I get that right?
That is right. It's a small fraternity of people who can say that. My dad, my family was in the pet food business. We would make dog food for other companies. And then over time, we started creating our own products. That's how I got into the pet food world.
Okay, and so that's a good lead into my next question, because how did your background, being from a family that owned their own company, and what ways did that prepare you for striking out on your own and starting your own business?
Oh, I mean, I can't overemphasize the value of that. And I don't say that to discourage people who have a desire to go and start a business and be an entrepreneur that haven't had that background, because you can do it without it. It's not that dissimilar to someone who their family was in one particular trade or had a certain, you know, trade skill, you know, that they passed down, and they were a seamstress and they were able to teach their child then how to sew at an early age. You pick up on things. It's all I ever knew. And so I didn't even really think about going and applying to get a job somewhere. It was just always like, well, you'll just make a product someday and you'll try to take it to the market and see if they want to buy it. And that's how you'll make a living. And so that kind of, you know, risk taking led me to be able to do some of the things that I've been able to do.
All right, good. So I've seen the product in the checkout line at Target, but I never realized there was a mission behind it. Who knew? I just thought I was eating great gum, right? So tell us about this. You are the founder of Project 7. How did you come up with the idea for candy and humanitarian?
I know, and I'll make fun of myself here for a moment, and so we can do that. But sometimes I'm like, oh, it's not a really great name. It's kind of confusing to what we do. But the idea was to, you know, start a line of products. And originally it was across all sorts of different things in the grocery store. It's in the last 5 or so years that we've really kind of focused in candy and gum. And so the Project 7 just kind of stuck. But the idea was, hey, what if we could buy things that we buy every single day and they were just as good as other brands, if not better in quality. They were competitive in price, but there was the tangible give back that was happening. Would that be compelling to enough people? And that's where the brand got its start. And there were all these different things that I cared about. There were basic humanitarian needs. What we tried to do is pick 7 that were like non-polarizing. So they weren't red state issues. They weren't blue state issues. We could all agree that, hey, someone who's hungry in my community, I care about that. Someone who needs clean drinking water, I care about that. And so we said, all right, cool, let's do it with some basic things like packs of chewing gum and gummy bears and show people that these little nickels and dimes add up. And so far they have. To date, we've given over 4 million meals back into American communities, planted 5 million trees back across the earth. And this has all just been from our little company and people like yourself and your 15-year-old son supporting us, buying the product, and it adds up, and a cool little give back happens at the same time.
Okay. So you mentioned this. Let's talk about some of the 7 areas you focused on. You talked about a few of them, but very quickly, just let's go over those really quickly. You talked about hunger.
Yes.
Okay. And some of the other ones.
We try to have a mix. Some that are domestic here in the U.S., so we're giving right back here at home. And then some that are international. So we Save the Earth is the one that's planting trees, and that's there's a longer story to that. It's not just a bunch of hippie green love, but there's there's a real story there in communities that it becomes a form of sustenance. So planting back fruit trees that can provide food back in communities, also back in areas that have been deforested, and then you have floods from the rain. And it ruins crops. Homelessness is a big issue, and we're not able to tackle it by ourselves, or we're just the tiny bit. But where we focus our efforts is partnering with folks that are doing emergency shelter, especially when you see these situations where there might be, a hurricane that's happened here domestically in a part of the country, or a typhoon internationally, where groups come in and put up emergency shelter and help them out. Hunger is domestic, so all of our give back for hunger goes back into local U.S. communities across the country. Clean drinking water, most of our U.S. community, there's not this issue. We can get clean drinking water, and the rest of the world, especially in developing nations in Africa and Asia, that's not the case. And so waterborne illnesses are a real problem. Basic things like, this sounds crude, but, you know, diarrhea can end a life. And that's something we would never even imagine here. So we go in and partner with groups to drill clean water wells in communities so that families quit going and pulling water outside of rivers and runoff that could be covered in pathogens and bacteria that gets them sick. Malaria is another one. Just a very basic treatable sickness with just simple antibiotics when it happens, and millions and millions of people die from it every year, and they have like less than a dollar for the money that it takes to help save their life from medicine that we would have here readily available. So we partner with nonprofits that have clinics that are doing that, mainly in the sub-Saharan African communities that battle with that. And then rounding up here, education, partnering with nonprofits internationally that are teaching young girls that have never been able to go to school and young boys that wouldn't have been able to go to school that are able to now because of those nonprofits first and foremost, not us. They're the ones who are on the ground already. We just come alongside them in places like Uganda and Somalia and help partner. And then lastly, anti-bullying. So we fund programs in American schools and even in Canadian schools to teach kids, put them through programs. Hey, here's the impact from bullying. And here's why you don't want to do it to your neighbor and your friend and even someone in your class. Here's what happens to them when you do bully them. And when we all encourage each other and lift one another up, here's the kind of neat community that we can have. So those are the seven.
And again, in case you're just tuning in, you're listening to our annual Christmas wish list edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. For more information on the show, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. I have my family here in the studio, and each year we do this. We select items to put on our wish list, and you have a chance to win all the items on our wish list. Again, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Like us there and look for the enter to win icon. On the phone with me now is Tyler Merrick. He is the founder of Project 7. Now, Tyler, you admit that you have fallen down and gotten back up in your business, and many times you've been carried. What were some of the more challenging times for you in terms of launching the company and getting Project 7 up and running?
Well, you know, I mean, the reality is that the biggest part of it is that getting it into retailers that will give you the opportunity to put it on their shelves. If they don't do that, it makes it really difficult for people like your son to discover the brand. So we're always grateful to our retail partners for giving us those chances. When you get rejected by retailers that you've been trying to get into for a long time and they say, come back and, you know, next year, we're just not ready yet. Those can be those times that you kind of go, man, am I ever going to get into that store? Are they ever going to believe in us? You battle rejection every single day in this business. And so that would be one, is just overcoming those and just coming back the next year. And then also knocking on other doors. So it forces you to go and find other opportunities. Other ones, though, you know, products that you made that you thought were going to do really well, and they didn't. You know, it's just the reality of a free market. You put them out on the shelf, and whether it was the flavor or the price value, whatever it was, the market just didn't buy it. And so then you get discouraged and go, you know, is my next idea a good one, or is it going to be one that is a bad performing one as well? And so you're hearing a theme here, which we've heard our entire lives, that's been passed on from generation to generation. It's just not giving up. That's what I've done, is I've just tapped into people who've done the same thing and overcome. And I go to them and I share when I'm down, and they encourage me and tell me stories of times that they went through it. And you just try to have that close team that you work with and family that supports you and keep going after it. And that's what I've done.
Now, let's talk about some of your products, your best-selling products, and some of the products that are new on the shelves for you guys at Project 7.
Yeah, so the new mint gum that I just told you, it's one of our top-performing early here. It's an amazing gum that is. It'll be in more retailers in January. You've heard farm-to-table as a term for restaurants. It's a little weird to say farm-to-mouth gum, but that one is a really neat one just because it's no artificial sweeteners, flavors, preservatives, it's vegan, it's non-GMO. We have some amazing lollipops called Gully Lollies that are 1 gram of sugar per lollipop. They're full USDA organic, amazing flavors, a great thing for moms that want to have a little treat for kids, but maybe they're cutting back on how much sugar they give or even for themselves. Mm-hmm. And then our gummy bears are some of our best-selling items that we're known for and just making a lot of great, fun flavors.
Now, this is our annual Christmas wish list show, and my son selected Project 7 on the Christmas wish list, and you're offering one lucky listener a special giveaway. Tell us about this giveaway.
Well, we just got an awesome gift basket that's loaded with all of our favorite candy. It's a ton of product from gum and gummy bears and lollipops, you name it. It's basically a, kind of a around-the-world experience of our products. Ton for you to keep if you want or to share with friends or stick in stocking stuffers. But it's all of our best sellers and some of our new ones that aren't even on the market yet.
All right. And for your chance to win that, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Head there now, like us there now, and look for the Enter to Win icon. We're out of time this morning, Tyler. Thank you so much for taking time to talk to us this morning. If our listeners would like to find out more about Project 7, how can they find out more?
Oh, the best way would be, Project7.com and then Facebook, Instagram, same handle as well. So we would love to connect with you there.
All right. Thank you so much, Tyler. Again, the company is Project 7. Thank you so much, Tyler. We really do appreciate it.
Thank you, Rodney. Have a Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. All right. We're out of time this morning. I feel so blessed to have you guys in the studio with me, my mom, my two sons, Tay and Jay, and my wife, Gwen. Thank you guys for hanging out with me. Before we depart this morning, tell us what you're most grateful for this holiday season. What makes this holiday season special?
I'm blessed to be here another year, to spend time with my family, children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, and I'm blessed to have fun with them on the holiday.
All right.
I'm thankful for being able to go to a good high school and get a good education.
What about you, Tay?
I'm grateful to have a family to hang out with for Christmas, and that I get to have a good education and go to a good school.
Okay, Gwen?
Oh, I'm grateful for having my family close, and we having a new addition to our family. My brother is having another baby.
Well, he's not having a baby. His wife
is
having a baby.
Well, yeah, his wife is having a baby. So I have a little nephew, and hopefully it's another nephew.
So I thank you guys for listening. It's our Christmas wishlist show. Again, if you would like to win any of the items that we featured this morning, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear, and look for the Enter to Win icon. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.